Last week, the Chilcat and Chilcoot rivers were flush with little fish scrambling upstream. The hooligan ran in full force, and many other animals came out to enjoy the harvest, including humans. KHNS's Henry Leisha has this story on the annual event and what local scientists are learning about an important fish.
At the mouth of the Chilcoot River, there's a feeding frenzy happening. Birds dip beaks and talons into the water, pulling out small black and silver fish with every swoop. Off in the distance, a raft of sea lions gorges on the scaly bounty of the Lutak Inlet. A couple humans are enjoying the run as well. Zephyr Cincerni wades out in the river barefoot, scooping up hooligan with a net. He says his net is a bit heavy for harvesting the fish, but he's worked out a system.
What I end up doing is I take it out into the fish and set it on the bottom a little bit, and then I just wait. And they usually end up flowing back and kind of swimming into the net or settling into it, and then I just lift up and out we go.
Cincerni says the run seems a little bit smaller than last year, but in just 20 minutes he can fill 2 5-gallon buckets. That's all he needs. Once Cincerni gets home, he'll smoke, brine, and add spices to the fish. Then he'll vacuum seal and freeze them to enjoy for the rest of the year. Just upstream from Cincerni, a team of researchers from the Chilcoot Indian Association, or CIA for short, are collecting data for a study on hooligan. Despite their popularity in the Upper Lynn Canal, very little research has been done on hooligan. Tokchinook Watershed Council's executive director, Meredith Pokart, is involved with the study. She says researchers are still trying to figure out questions about their life cycle.
They actually die after they spawn, and also learning a bit more about the age that they return to the river.
Unlike salmon, it is believed that hooligan return to a stream in their region rather than the exact stream where they spawned. The location they return to depends on a variety of factors.
Usually see a good amount go to Chilcoot, so I think they might prefer Chilcoot, but if the conditions aren't right, then they'll head off and they can go to Skagway.
That's Ted Hart, a fisheries specialist for CIA. His organization started collecting data for hooligan populations on the Chilcoot River 8 years ago. Last year, CIA secured a grant to expand the scope of their research. With help from Tokchinook Watershed Council, they now collect data from 11 different rivers around the Upper Lynn Canal. For generations, people have subsistence fished for hooligan, or sock in Tlingit. Hart says the oil from the fish has countless health benefits and has long been a valuable resource for this region.
It's like liquid gold.
He hopes this research will ensure that future generations can depend on this harvest. This year's run was a few days later and smaller than last year's unusually large run of 12 million fish. Initial estimates show that 8.7 million hooligan came back to the Chilcoot this year. I'm Henry Leisha.